Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Christopher Harrison, and this is going to be creating FAQ bots by using Q&A Maker. As you can see on the slide, I'm an SDE inside of DX, and my Twitter handle is @GeekTrainer if you feel so inclined. One of the most common types of chatbots that we wind up building with partners are so-called FAQ bots. But creating an FAQ bot can be a little bit challenging. That, for starters, the knowledge base already exists. And you really have better things to do with your time than to have to go back and recreate all of that. I really don't feel the need to go out and set up a brand new database just to have all of that exact same information that already exists somewhere on our website. Also, creating bots using Bot Framework does require a developer. And developers typically are not going to be domain experts. That's why you have knowledge workers and other people who truly understand everything that's going on with your organization, with the event that you're holding, etc. And so I would really rather have the knowledge workers be in charge of that corpus of data. The problem, of course, is that your knowledge workers are not developers. So they're not going to be the ones that'll be going off and creating the bot. So we need something that's going to be able to address all of those issues. And this is where Q&A Maker comes into play. Q&A Maker is a Microsoft cognitive service. And what it will do for you is actually just create a callable endpoint. And real quickly here, just to point out the fact that you do not have to use Q&A Maker with a bot. So one thing that you might decide, one thing that you're going to see, is that when I go off and I set this up, I'm just going to get that REST endpoint. With a little bit of jQuery, I could actually just incorporate this into an existing page and allow people to ask questions of it directly without necessarily having to go forth and build a bot. Now, Q&A Maker will give you the opportunity to point this at an FAQ page, to point this at a document that maybe has questions and answers, and it will automatically generate a data store that you can then use as the back end for your bot. In addition, Q&A Maker will give you a user interface that either you or your knowledge workers can access to go in and retrain and update and set up different answers inside of there for the bot to then respond back to the users with. So there's a screenshot of what Q&A Maker looks like, but it's probably best just to head off to Q&A Maker and start building a bot around it. Let's head over to Q&A Maker and see how we can create a knowledge base. So I've navigated to qandamaker.ai, and from here I can create a brand new service by clicking on Create New Service. Now, the service that I'm going to create here is for an FAQ bot for a relay race, a running relay race. There's a whole series of these throughout the country, and basically it's 12 runners, two vans, and it's 200 some miles, and you just simply throw out the first runner and they run, and then they hop back into the van, you throw out the second runner and they run, and it's just lather, rinse, repeat over the course of 20 some odd hours, depending on the speed of your team. Now, because of the fact that you've got all these various runners and all this distance and all this time, there's an awful lot of logistics that goes into that. And if you're somebody who's brand new, you might have an awful lot of questions. So an FAQ bot could be perfect for that. So with that in mind, that's going to be my little scenario, and I'm going to call this my relay bot. Now, I've created a little Word document here. Let me just open this up real quick. It's out here on my desktop. There we go. And you'll notice that this is just a basic FAQ document that you might see really on any website. So I've got a series of questions, series of answers, and then away I go from there. Now, I could point the tool at a URL that has that, or in my case, I can upload the document. So let me just hit select file, let me head on over to my desktop, and I'll upload that. And then you'll also notice that it gives me the opportunity to start from scratch. More on that in just a moment. And let me hit create. Now, what this is doing in the background is it's going through my document and finding all the various questions, putting those into one spot, finding all my answers, putting those next to them, and then creating this knowledge base that I can now both use and edit. So if I scroll down in here, you'll notice that down towards the bottom, there's all of the questions that I had in there. So what time should we arrive at the start? How many vans are needed, etc. And you'll also notice that Q&A Maker automatically adds in a brand new hi there. And I could go in and update that to maybe provide a little bit more personality for my bot and to also give my bot the opportunity to tell the user what it's able to do. So I could say, hi there, I'm the relay bot. I can answer your questions about the running relay. Perfect. And you'll notice that I can go in and modify any of these as I see fit, including the ones that were in the document. Now, one big thing to keep in mind here is that there's not a two-way sync. This is going to be a separate database. And I think really in the end, that's probably a good thing because you are going to find that people are going to ask questions maybe a little bit differently than they would through the FAQ. And so as a result, being able to customize this for the bot experience is going to be advantageous. Now let's test this out. So I'm going to click Save and Retrain. Let this do its thing. And then I'm going to click Test. And you'll notice that the interface is basically just a bot. So I can go and scroll on down. You'll notice that it automatically sent this hi, and it says, hi there, I'm the relay bot. I can answer your questions about the running relay. Cool. I'd like it to be able to respond to other types of hellos as well. So maybe I go in and I say hello, and I just simply add all of these in. So let's add in hello. Let's add in maybe a yo, anyone there, things like that. So I can go ahead and add all of those in, click Save Retrain, and now, if I click on the knowledge base here, you'll notice that it's now added all of those in. So those all become part of the knowledge base. So it's very easy for me to interactively go in and work with my knowledge base, test it out, see what's working, and potentially go in and modify what's not working. Let's say I scroll on down and I ask a different question. So for example, maybe I ask, can we bring wine? And now you'll notice that we'll automatically come back and say, no outside alcoholic beverages are allowed. Fantastic. So you'll notice that it's already got some logic built in that it can take my question, figure out what the appropriate answer is, even if that exact question isn't inside of my knowledge base. And if it turns out that it gave me the wrong answer, over here on the left-hand side, I could simply choose what the correct answer is, click Save and Retrain, and then my knowledge base will then be updated with the correct answer. Well, let's go ahead and make this available. So let me click Publish, and then scroll on down and click Publish. And now you'll notice that it gives me the information for making the HTTP request. And this is what I was mentioning before, is that at the end of the day, this is just simply an endpoint. So I'm not required to use this with a bot. And in fact, when you go to incorporate this into your bot, all that you're going to wind up doing is making an HTTP call. Specifically, you're going to be making a post call. Now, if we go back to the screen, there's two pieces of information in here that are key. I need the subscription key, and I need my knowledge base. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to Visual Studio Code, and I'm going to make a couple of real quick updates here. You'll notice that I've got an environmental file where I can put in my subscription key, and I can put in the knowledge base ID. So let me just copy and paste both of those into there. Cool. And now I've got all the behind the scenes information into my bot. If I take a look at the code, what you're going to notice is that I've got a basic bot.js. This is going to be my bot. And I've set it up with a call to my Q&A dialogue.js file. And that's where the dialogue is going to exist for this bot. And this is me setting up that default dialogue. So set up default dialogue to use Q&A Maker. Cool. So let me head on over to my Q&A dialogue. And what you're going to notice in here is really just some basic bot and HTTP work. So right up at the very beginning, I'm going to send typing. And that's basically you telling the user, hey, we're doing something. You're going to be making an HTTP call. That might take it a couple of moments. It's always a good idea just to go ahead and send typing. That way the user knows that there's something going on. Then we're going to read the message, and that's inside of session message text. And we're going to create a JSON string that has the format of question and then whatever the question happens to be. And if I kick back over to my Q&A maker, you'll notice that down here towards the very bottom, it tells me that's what the format needs to be. Cool. Now, the full URI is going to be WestUS, API, Cognitives, Microsoft.com, Q&A maker, my version, knowledge bases, and then that ID. And I've already stored that inside of an environmental variable. And then it's generate answer, and that will give me back the appropriate answer. And then if I scroll on down, you'll notice that I'm going to use the request library to send up my post. And this is going to need three different parameters. It's going to need the URI that we're going to call, which we set up above. It's going to need the body, which is that JSON object that we set up here. And then finally, last but not least, is it's going to need a callback, which is going to have an error, whatever the HTTP response code happened to be, and then finally the body, and that's what we got back. So you'll notice inside of my code here that I'm going to log out if there was an error and just simply end the conversation with the bot saying, sorry, something went wrong. And if it turns out that we did get information, it's just going to come back as a JSON string. I'm going to convert that into an object, and then I'm going to print that out onto the screen. Now, for right now, let's not worry about the rest of the code. Let's just go ahead and run the bot, and let's see what happens. So I'm going to say nodemon app.js. And then let me fire this up, and let's say, hi there. And you'll notice that even with the typo, again, that little bit of fuzzy logic, it comes back and says, hi there, I'm the relay bot. I can answer your questions about running the relay. Fantastic. And if I go back to the screen, you'll notice that it printed out my JSON object for me. So let me, just down here towards the very bottom, oops, it didn't copy. I thought it did. Let's go grab that again. Okay, well, it doesn't want to copy. Fine. What you'll notice here is that there's two parameters or two properties inside of this JSON object that we got back. The first one here is answer. And that is, of course, whatever we got back answer-wise from the knowledge base. The second is going to be the score. And that score is a 0 to 100 on how sure it is that it got the right answer. And so you'll notice that if I go back up to my code, I'm going to use that score to figure out how I want to respond back with the message. So if it's greater than, let's say, 50%, then we can be really, really confident, yep, we got the right answer, so we'll just simply send that back. And if it turns out that the score is less than 50, then we can go back and say, well, not 100% sure if this is right. So we can send that out and then send out whatever the answer was. And then finally, last but not least, is we can print out that we just don't have the appropriate answer. And so if I just simply go back, I need my bot to restart itself here. Cool, it did. And let's go ahead and send something like, can we bring wine. You'll notice that sure enough, it will come back and give me the correct answer. And if we go in and we take a look at the score, you'll notice that it wasn't as sure about that. And the reason, of course, for that is that it's looking at wine, it's looking at that bit of fuzzy lookup, and then looking through all the various responses and trying to figure out which one fits best. Now, if I wanted at this point, I could then go back to my Q&A maker and update that and add that question in. And I could also, kind of a next step from here, go back to my bot and maybe start doing a little bit of logging here that I could figure out, you know, what the various scores were, what the various questions are, and then use that information to keep my knowledge base up to date. So I've got a lot of options there when it comes to working with Q&A Maker and working inside of my bot, because again, at the end of the day, it's just simply an endpoint. So from here, you can go check out my code at github.com/geektrainer/FAQBot. You can go check out Q&A Maker at https://QAMaker.ai. And then finally, last but not least, you can get a bit more just bots training in general by checking out our MVA on building bots by using Node.js. Thanks a lot for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the rest of Build.